Welcome to the weekend edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. Today's podcast features all the best segments from this week's slate of Undisputed. With in-depth interviews and discussions, we have a lot to talk about heading into next week. Skip, Shannon, let's get to it.
Well, there was some bad news for Skip's Cowboys yesterday. First, defensive end Randy Gregory was suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. He was second on the team in sacks last season after being suspended for all of 2017. And then it was reported that defensive end David Irving could also be suspended. He will be a free agent next month. So, Skip, this is your team.
Yep.
How concerned are you right now?
This is not good. Mr. Sharp, we did a topic last week in your absence, mm-hmm. in which we asked, what do the Cowboys need to add to become a mm-hmm. Super Bowl team? And my answer was nothing, nothing but experience. I thought all the pieces were in place. Okay. I spoke too soon. I very possibly jinxed or even doomed myself by saying that. I do love a lot of the key pieces to this team, but I don't love this. And my mother didn't teach me a whole lot, but she did always say, you get what you pay for. And that's what they got with Randy Gregory. They stole him in the second round. He was going to be a top five pick, but obviously had multiple drug issues at Nebraska.
Yeah.
And last year, they got a lot of bang for their bucks because they paid him a grand total of $782,000, and he had six sacks and multiple pressures on the quarterback because he is a high-motor disruptor, is Randy Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
It was predictable. He fell once again because his history would scream, look out, look out, look out, and here it comes again. God bless him. I hope he gets his life straight, but history would tell you he's always going to struggle with the demon that he has.
That's correct.
Which brings me to one, David Irving. Of all the defensive players on that defensive front, I love him the most. I love his potential, even over DeMarcus Lawrence's potential. 6 foot, 7 inch, 300-pound monster with real quickness, like Aaron Donald sort of quickness. Could he be Aaron Donald? I don't know.
No.
But he has that kind of explosiveness, but he's got his demons. This very possibly could be his third suspension, maybe, coming up. It's been predicted it's on the way. Third in 3 years, and that's why the Cowboys, I think, were ready to let him walk in free agency anyway. Which brings me to DeMarcus Lawrence. His negotiating leverage just went through the closed roof of Jerry World.
Yes, it did.
Now you're going to have to dramatically overpay to keep him from walking into free agency because, as we discussed yesterday, I consider him a very good player, but not a great player, and even you agreed he's not DeMarcus Ware or Von Miller at his peak. He's not one of those guys. He's definitely not my favorite all-time pass rusher, Charles Haley, for the Dallas Cowboys, number 94, who finally got in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He's not that guy. Which brings me back to what's going to happen when you do overpay him. He's not going to have a bookend next year, it looks like to me. He's not going to have a Randy Gregory because they don't grow on trees. The Cowboys don't pick in this draft until the bottom of the second round. No Taco Charlton. I'm not going to.
No. Skip. You tell me he's going to be making tacos. They're going to be selling tacos at Jerry World. You ain't even mentioned it.
I did before you did. He's had his moments, but he's not Randy Gregory. He's not a bookend, every down, smash and masher at defensive end.
He's a first-round pick.
I know. He's a late first-round pick. Yep. I'll give you that. Maybe he'll rise and shine. I hope so. Because if he doesn't, and there's no bookend, you know what's going to happen to DeMarcus Lawrence more and more.
Yeah, they double him.
They'll triple him. They'll take him out of the game.
Exactly.
And you know what will happen then? If there's no pass rush, you know what's going to happen. All of a sudden, the corners start looking bad, and all of a sudden, the safeties look worse. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you say, you can't defend the pass.
Right?
I've
always thought the secondary was the weakness of the unit.
But it got camouflaged.
Right? Because they can get out of the quarterback.
I agree.
Yep.
So I fear there's going to be a gaping hole over at the opposite end from DeMarcus Lawrence next year. And again, you know what you can say You can say what Jerry said all last offseason about the number one receiver. We don't have one. We'll do it by committee. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, well, maybe he's right. Maybe. And then they went down to Carolina for the opener, and then they went to Seattle, and I kept saying, they can't get open. Nope. There's not a number one. Mm-mm. Well, if there's not a number one at the other defensive end, you got a problem.
Right.
Because if you have no pass rush, what did you tell me yesterday, Mr. Hall of Famer? You said defensive end is the most important position on the football field after quarterback.
Yep.
You are correct, sir.
Because the one guy scores the point, you better have somebody that can keep him from scoring.
All right. So just when I thought I was safe, I got double jeopardy bad news because I got Randy Gregory and I got David Irving back-to-back in the same afternoon. How is that possible? Only in Dallas can that happen.
But here's the thing, Skip. The Cowboys defense has had at least one starter suspended each of the last four seasons. DeMarcus Lawrence, Orlando Scandrick, Rolando McClain, Greg Hardy, Randy Gregory. Randy Gregory going to be suspended again.
Boy, you just listed some, but, some bad apples.
But why? But Jerry's willing to take chances.
Plunger. He plunged to make his fortune in life in the oil field. That's what he does.
This is why.
And you know what? Jerry's got – there's in Jerry is some of all those guys.
Yes.
He's got a little bit of that in him. And so he gravitates to it because he says, I overcame it. They can overcome it.
And this is why so many of Jerry's players love him.
Yeah.
Because
they do.
He's willing to give them a second chance.
Yep.
Skip, and he surrounds them with a system and with caretakers to make sure they have the best. Because Randy Gregory and DeMarcus Lawrence had very, very similar situations.
Yep.
And Randy, for whatever reason, DeMarcus Lawrence was able to turn the corner so far.
Said,
you know what? Being in the profession, being in the NFL and making millions and taking care of my family financially is more important to me. For whatever reasons, Randy Gregory can't shake these demons. Yeah. He can't. I give you another. Von Miller.
Yeah.
Skip, look at Von. Von had a very similar situation.
It's a good example, and I agree. And I don't know what happened, but the switch got flipped. I don't know.
He realized how important football was.
Okay.
Sometimes guys get it, Skip. Sometimes when you're away from something,
you
realize how important it is and how soon it can be taken away from you, and a switch goes off. Hmm. And Von turned himself into Super Bowl MVP, captain of the Denver Broncos.
He did.
One of the voices.
Yep.
He's the leader of the team, not the quarterback.
What's the next thing I saw after that? He's in like five national TV commercials.
Yes.
That guy?
Yes. Old Spike.
Really?
So now you got two D linemen down. Randy Gregory's gone indefinitely, and it looks like they're going to let David Irving skate out the door.
It looks like.
Taco Charlton in 2 years has four sacks, three his first year, one last year.
He's had glimpses and flashes.
Yeah. Good thing I don't like glimpses. I don't like flashes. I like steady.
I know.
That's
so do
like,
I.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yep. And because that, Skip, look, and when here's the thing. When you take chances on guys like this, which he did, you got better hope they make the right decisions.
Yep.
Because if they don't, there's a reason why you got Randy Gregory. There's a reason why you got DeMarcus Lawrence where you did. Skip, they weren't going to be there for you to pick where you got them.
Yep.
And so this is what happens, Skip. Jerry's willing to take that risk, and sometimes it works out for you. DeMarcus Lawrence, it worked out for you.
Okay.
This Randy Gregory doesn't look like it's going to work out. This David Irving doesn't look like it's going to work out. And when you – I give you another example. Look at Khalil Mack. Now, Khalil Mack in Oakland, he was doing okay, but he didn't have anybody outside of him.
That's true.
They could slide the protection. Mm-hmm. They could really take – he got 10 sacks. But not nearly the impact when he goes to Chicago and they got Hakeem Hicks and they got Floyd on one side. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, you see what he can do. Von Miller has been unbelievable. But look at when he had D-Ware and when he had Malik Jackson, when he had guys that you just couldn't set your protection to stop him.
Okay.
Skip, I don't want bad news. You think I want this to happen to
you?
But we already got these two cases that y'all were going to miss the playoffs.
Yep, and I own them.
Yeah.
Accept them.
Two.
Still got a long way to go.
And again, you got a short time to get there.
And I still got a Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper.
We're going to talk about them a little later.
Yes, we are.
We're going to talk about them a little later.
But at least I got them for next year.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
You sure?
Well, I got to knock on wood.
Maybe you got to be careful what you say now.
They might want somebody.
Yep.
I brought that up yesterday. Remember, Skip, I brought that up yesterday. I said, Skip, how you going to pay all these people?
Mm-hmm.
These people want money.
Okay. We'll talk and about DeMarcus that a little bit.
See, here's the thing, Skip. And DeMarcus Lawrence says, hold on, wait a minute. I might have been willing, because the difference between Aaron Donald and Khalil Mack is that they had 1 year left on their contract. Mm-hmm. This man's free.
Yep.
And remember, free agency is not about being good or great. It's about being free.
At the right time.
Yeah, he free.
Yep.
And guess what? It'll cost you $20 million, $500,000 if you franchise him. do you want $20 million against your cap? Mm. Is that what you want, Skip? I didn't think so.
At least his drug suspension was reportedly amphetamines as opposed to other drugs that could be addictive. Not that amphetamines couldn't be addictive, but you have a better chance of saying, I can live without that. Right.
So now, with that being said, DeMarcus Lawrence said, you know what? I saw what Aaron Donald got. Mm-hmm. I saw what Khalil Mack got.
I agree.
But they weren't free. I'm free. So I want $80 million guaranteed on a $120 million contract.
All right.
You got that for me, Jerry?
We'll see. He's got it right now, but that could cause some problems down the line.
Oh, DeMarcus Lawrence. And you see, he had the money shirt on yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He knew what was coming. He knew, too. His agent probably told him, I heard,
through the
grapevine.
Yeah, that's true. You hear that.
Money.
Yep. What did Jerry Jones get away with doing through the 1990s? A dynasty happened because of it. He plunged on a whole lot of players questionable characters.
Yeah, he did, Skip.
Our man Michael Irvin had his issues, and Eric Williams had his, and Mark Tooney, and Nate Newton, and I could go on. If you gave me another hour, I could keep going. And they got away with it because the leadership of that team was so strong, starting with Michael Irvin, and they should have won 4 straight Super Bowls. And Jerry knows the history of this team back to Tom Landry's Cowboys. Trust me, there were times and days when America's team was more South America's team, as they used to derisively call it, because it was Drug City. And they got away with it because there wasn't the testing there is today, but there were a lot of bad apples who played for, as I called him, God's coach, Coach Landry. Mm-hmm. And they won lots of championships with bad apples. Mm-hmm. So Jerry is plunging, and he got burned.
Well, the thing that they could do back in the 90s that they don't have now was depth.
Yep.
They went 8 deep on the defensive line.
That's true.
They don't have 8 defensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So when you can trot out Charles Haley and Tolbert and Russell Maryland, Leon Lett, and then you keep going and running them in and out, and you had those fast linebackers running in and out, you could do that. They don't have that depth now, Skip. You got your money concentrated in a few small areas, and you understand. So now, I mean, with the exception of Deion, what the money make? Big, you know, Deion was the really big free agent.
He was.
He and Charles Haley made decent money, but not like Deion.
Not like
because
that.
They had to overpay to get Deion.
They did,
because
and they
everybody wanted him because he changes the balance of power.
And he was worth every cent.
Every dime.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So this is what you got, Skip. And you know this. When you take – look, it's kind of like with anything – you can invest in a stock like, I don't know, this stock is really, really risky. Google early on, Apple early on. You're like, oh, no, I don't know about no search engine. Like Google, but when it splits 17 times and it's valued at $1,000 a share, you're sitting back like, whoa. But what if you had Enron? And now you're sitting there like,
What did you have?
I didn't have Enron.
You didn't have Enron?
No.
You had a big piece of Google, right? No?
I wanted to get some Google, Skip, but someone talked about it. It was supposed
Someone talked you out of Google? Who is that?
Skip, tell us.
Call him or her out.
Let me tell you what happened.
Yep.
It was supposed to open at $85 a share. It opened at like $105. And he said, it's overpriced. It'll come down.
It didn't come down.
Not only did it not come down, it split probably 20 times. It is like $1,000 a share now.
Is this a stockbroker who's no longer...
All I'm saying is they talk about... But here's the thing, Skip. Mm-hmm. And he said, look, Shannon, I understand that we didn't make any money, but we didn't lose any. So that's the way he explained it to me.
I don't know if I'm going to...
How should I be? Should I be upset? Help.
I think you shouldn't be working with that man anymore.
Time to move on. No mercy. The Cowboys look like they are headed for an expensive offseason. Stephen Jones confirmed yesterday their top priority is re-signing DeMarcus Lawrence, but also said locking up Dak Prescott is high on the priority list. Dak has 1 year left on his rookie deal, but yesterday Stephen not only said that Dak deserves to be paid like an elite QB, but that he wants to commit to Dak now. Jones also promised a big payday for Ezekiel Elliott that will be in the same range as Todd Gurley's deal. So, Shannon, how can Jerry pay these stars?
Without the stars giving him a significant discount, I don't see how he does it. And for me, I would not give Jerry Jones a discount, especially not after my second contract.
Well, you hate the Dallas Cowboys. Would you give him a discount?
But this is what fans expect.
Okay.
Jerry, if you want to win, this is what you do to keep the team together. Jerry Jones gets to win and buy a $250 million yacht. But if I want to win, I got to give Jerry Jones a discount. I wish I might. If I'm DeMarcus Lawrence, I want 100%. I want a dollar on a dollar. I'm not giving you 90 cents or 95% or 85%. No, Skip Bayless. I'm not going to do that.
You would have crawled to Dallas to be a Cowboy.
No, I would not. Yes, no, I would not. I like the win.
Yep.
I like the win.
You wanted to play for America's team in Big D.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, Skip, stop it. You and I both know is that it's going to be hard. Now, you get somewhat of a discount if you sign these guys with a year left on their contract because they're not totally free. But to pay $25, $30 million, Dak is looking at Kirk Cousins. He got $84 million guaranteed, Jerry. That's the starting point. Because he's won one division, I've won two. So I need at least that. Zeke Elliott says, well, you know, Todd Gurley got this. Let me see what Le'Veon Bell get. Now, he can't get Le'Veon because Le'Veon is truly free, Skip. So that's still going to be somewhere around, what, $35 million? Guaranteed? Amari Cooper coming. What are they going to do with Coop? Byron Jones coming. What are they going to do with him? And guess who else wants some money, Skip, in a year? Oh, Jalen Smith. You got to pay him. And they looking at Jerry and say, Jerry, you got to – I might not be able to get a $250 million yacht, but I can get me a Chris Kraft for about $45,000. So I need my paper. And this is my first contract. Now – maybe 3 years, maybe year 10, you know what? It ain't about money. I've made all the money. I got me $150 million. I'm stacked up. But I wish I might give a guy. Why do fans expect billionaires to get discounts? But a millionaire. I mean, because that's the players. The players will never be in the situation that the owners are. But
different.
The fans expect the players, if you want to win, you should take less money. But the owner ain't got to take less money. I wish I might.
At least I still got the Wolf Hunter who would play for free.
No, he won't.
He'll play for shotgun shells. That's all, right?
Okay, shotgun shells.
Shotgun shells. Just give me some shells, Jerry. I'll be okay. You do hate you some Dallas.
No, I don't.
And you are just reveling in this,
right?
You are. You love this.
I told you it was going to happen.
Before I launch into Dak Prescott, I got to put him back into perspective just for those who have forgotten. Most game-winning drives over the last 3 years in pro football, Dak Prescott. Best completion percentage ever for a quarterback in the first 3 years, Dak Prescott. Second most wins to Tom Brady over the last 3 years, DPN Big D, who, by the way, has won the division twice in 3 years. I'd say that's
pretty good.
That's pretty good, right? And he has averaged finishing eighth in QBR, so that's top 10 QBR over 3 years. That's pretty great. So, what is he worth? Well, is he worth Kirk Cousins? I never said Kirk Cousins was worth that money because I thought he was the most overpaid quarterback in the history of pro football, and he lived down to that this year.
What about Matthew Stafford? You think he's worth Matthew Stafford's about $27 million a year. Is he that?
Good example.
What have I always called Dak Prescott? He is Brady-esque in the way he plays. He's not Tom Brady, but he is more like Brady than like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
So I believe he will take a Brady-esque hometown discount.
I bet you he don't.
I'll bet you he will.
How much? Let's get some due.
Well, get some due on what?
I bet you. Yeah. I bet you he don't take a penny less than $25 million. A penny less than 25.
I've been saying $100 million for five, which would be more in the 20 range. See if you give him all of it guaranteed. If you guarantee $100 million,
Skip, Stephen Jones said he deserves a contract between 25 and 30. That's what Stephen said.
Well, to me, there is discount in getting to play quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Do not underestimate that. I believe Dak Prescott believes he was born to play quarterback for the Cowboys.
He's getting him a discount.
It's a big deal.
A discount is not Aaron Rodgers' money.
How many national TV commercials did Dak get up to last year? I think it was 11.
And you got upset in that.
Okay, I got upset because you got to earn it before you get them, right? You got to go do something, and he went and won a playoff game, so I'll give him 9 of those 11.
No. He'll get no 9 commercials after one playoff win.
I think he's doing okay off the field, so you got to factor that in because do you want to win? Tom Brady says, yes, I want to keep winning until I'm 42 years of age. So he takes way less. He takes half of market value.
But Tom Brady didn't take less his first contract that he got out of the box.
But it wasn't that great to start with.
But it was great for that time.
All right, okay, I give you that. Ezekiel Elliott is tight with Jerry Jones. Why? Because Jerry hung right with him through his tough times, didn't he?
Yeah.
Jerry was right there fighting with him and for him all the way through it,
yes.
right? He never
yes.
condemned him publicly. He never said anything, but I am with you. And we got to see in that documentary that was up on Amazon, I can't remember the name of it, but we got to see Zeke come back the first day and go in Jerry's office, and it was like, welcome home, welcome back. They're hugging and, you know, crying with each other. And again, there's some hometown discount involved in that. There's some ability for Jerry, the silver-tongued devil that he can be, to say, hey, let's all do this together because we have a chance to do special
because
things.
Because Jerry was a young and now old party animal like Zeke.
He was. I got a knock on wood about Zeke's party animalism. I hope he can
maintain control.
Wood today, a lot of knocking
especially
wood.
When it comes to your Cowboys.
What did Amari Cooper say like second and third week in Dallas last year? Man, I love it here. It is night and day from Oakland, and I love catching footballs from Dak Prescott. They're so catchable. Throws such a sweet spiral. You know how that feels where you just get on a wavelength with that football
yep.
and with that quarterback.
Yep.
You got this.
Yep.
So, again, maybe a little hometown discount just to stay with America's team and Big D. Maybe.
This is what we know. They've already got three linemen making top dollar at their position.
Yep.
The center, the guard, and the left tackle.
Deservedly so. They earned it.
No problem.
Yep.
But this is what we know about receivers. It's all about being the highest paid.
I don't see diva in Amari.
No, ain't no diva. No, I ain't no diva because I want to make my money. Jenny ain't no diva because, you know, she want to be, you know, she want to be a hoe. She want to make that paper. Ain't no diva no Hallmark Jenny. Mm. She got a golly gee whiz. No, I'm not going to be able to take that.
You're making this alter ego to me. I'm not
Skip Bayless, this is what you hope for. This is what happens, Skip. Mm. When you draft well, you just hope the players pan out to be what you want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know who ran into this problem? Mm. Seattle. Mm. Remember, they drafted all those guys around 2011, 2012. The Bobby Wagners, the Richard Sherman, the Cam Chancellor. Mm-hmm. They traded for Michael Bennett. Mm. You get all the Russell Wilson.
Yep.
And guess what? Earl Thomas. Mm. All those contracts come due. That's that balloon payment. Jen, I know you didn't own a home back then, but you used to have this thing, balloon payments. Mm. You didn't have to pay no interest. All you did was just pay interest on the house. Mm. People had 20,000 square foot home for $500.
Mm.
But in 5 years, you're going to have to pay $40 million for this place.
Mm.
That balloon payment is coming due, Skip. Mm. And Jerry got it, too. Buying a $250 million yacht, but you wanted to give him a hometown discount.
Mm.
No, sirree.
Mm.
I want me a yacht, too.
Mm. Jerry will pull this off.
Oh, yeah.
Pull them all together.
He'll find
We're family here.
Yeah.
We're family.
Say it.
Yeah.
I got to feed my family.
Speak it into existence. Is that what you like to say around here, Skip?
Well, give me a little something under the table,
like
Jerry.
No more knocking
Did Jerry not pull off a sweet deal? He traded what became the 27th overall pick straight up for Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
That will work.
Yeah.
What did Steven say yesterday? We're going to watch Amari highlights while Oakland's making their pick at 27, right?
Yeah.
Something there.
I need that paper, though. No mercy.
This morning at the NFL Combine, Kyler Murray measured at 5'10" 1/8" and 207 pounds. He could be in the mix for the Cardinals with the number one pick because yesterday the Cardinals gave a lukewarm endorsement to their current quarterback, Josh Rosen. General manager Steve Keim said, quote, "Is Josh Rosen our quarterback? Yeah, he is right now." Mm. So, Skip, what is your take on all this?
I must admit, I was pleasantly shocked by the height.
Mm-hmm.
I thought 5'9", maybe. I wouldn't have been surprised under 5'9", after all the conversations we had about your interviews with him.
I was surprised, too.
What do you call yourself?
I thought I'm 5'9". I'm just under 5'9". And I thought he was 5'9.5", because it felt so slight.
So that was, so to speak, huge.
It was.
Literally huge.
An inch and an eighth.
I'm not going to put much stock in the 207 pounds because he could have eaten four dinners and he could have
drink a gallon of water.
Just chugged it right before he walked in. A whole gallon, right?
Yeah.
You know how much water is so heavy. You could put on 5 pounds right there, right? So 207. I'm not buying 207. I think he would play at 198.
A gallon of water is what, about 10 pounds?
I don't know, but it's heavy.
If you
pick it up, it's hard to carry, right?
Huh.
So then the other pleasant shock to me was hand size, because I thought it might be on the smallest size. It was average, which is great compared to some of the others, just to give people an idea. So he was 9.5 on the hand measurement.
Mm-hmm.
Dak Prescott's hands are huge. They were 10.875. Carson Wentz was 10 flat. So those are really big hands. Baker Mayfield has big hands for his height at 9.875. Johnny Manziel, big hands, 9.875. Then you go to the other end of the spectrum. These are all below Kyler's measurement. We got Jameis Winston below at 9.3. Again, Kyler's 9.5. 9.3 for Jameis. How about Mahomes at 9.25?
Wow.
So Kyler's hands are significantly bigger than Patrick Mahomes. Jared Goff, 9.0. Even Sam Darnold was 9.2. So I just named you Jameis, Mahomes, Goff, and Sam Darnold all have smaller hands than Kyler Murray. Point? He's just fine. He can do this. He's big enough to do it. Trust me, his heart is plenty big enough to do it. His arm is plenty big enough because he's got not just a good arm, he's got a big-time arm.
I looked it up. A gallon of water is 8¾ pounds.
Okay.
So pretty close to 10.
A gallon? Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of weight.
And the thing is, okay, if he's drafted in the first round, he'll be the shortest quarterback. Mm-hmm. If he's drafted in the first round, I believe he'll also be the slightest quarterback. He'll weigh the least. Okay. I don't know if there's ever been a quarterback that weigh that few.
I got it.
That's another question, Skip. The thing is, when you take this young man, you're not trying to get 2-3 years out of him. Can he hold up for a decade? Because if you take this guy with a top five, first of all, you take a quarterback in the first round, you believe he's going to be franchise building. So, in other words, you're hoping to have him for a decade, decade plus. Do you believe, with his height, with his size, that he'll be able to hold up, withstand the punishment, the rigors of an NFL season, game in and game out, year in and year out, for a decade plus? Those are the questions that you're going to have to ask yourself.
I'm a big yes on that, but go ahead.
Now, he understands he's better at sliding than Michael Vick because we saw the punishment that Vick started taking because some of it was in the pocket, some of it that he was taking shots after he got outside the pocket.
He did.
But he stayed in bounds too long or he stayed up too long. Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray has a baseball background. Clearly, he knows how to slide. He slid in the first, a second base, third base, home. Mm-hmm. He made sliding, diving catches in the outfield.
He was a base stealer.
Right.
He is a very good slider.
So he understands. And so those are the questions that someone's going to really have to ask themselves. And they're going to have to get ownership. You're going to have to sign off on this, Skip, because we've never seen anything like it. We've never seen a quarterback this small, be it height, weight, go this high in the draft.
Yep.
Somebody's going to have to be on firm foundation because you're saying that when you take a risk like this, because it is a risk, Skip, because anything that's not normal, you know, your blue chip stocks, you're like, okay, they're going to give me safe return. They're going to give me my 5-8%. Mm-hmm. I can live with that. Now, these riskier investments, you might, I can hit this thing big, but you can also go belly up a lot sooner. Mm-hmm. So that's the question. How secure is the general manager, the head coach, when you make this, obviously, anytime you make a top pick, I think the ownership would have, especially with the first pick in the draft, the owner's going to want to meet the young man and find out a lot about him for himself. But those are the questions, Skip. He's a smart, he's an average-sized man with average-sized hands in a big man's game. He's been this way his entire life, and he's done well. As you mentioned yesterday, three-time state champion at Texas. Mm-hmm. That's saying something. They play football in Texas. He goes to Texas A&M, plays three games, goes to Oklahoma, and he wins the Heisman. So, obviously, he's found a way to not let his height and size hinder him for performing at a very high level. He won the Heisman. So, but my only concerns, Skip, with his size, can he hold up for a decade plus?
Okay. I will remind everyone that Kyler Murray last year at the University of Oklahoma, the whole year, including the playoff game, had a grand total of 6 balls batted at the line of scrimmage. That's not very many. Why is that? Because he has the quickest feet I have ever seen on the football field, and he has the feel of the position.
How many
he can buy
he
time.
How many snaps did he take on the center? Because are you going to play him exclusively in the NFL? Are you going to play him exclusively or 85, 90%, 95% of snaps from the gun? Or are you going to have him take snaps up under center? That's going to be key.
I don't remember Baker Mayfield taking a single snap under center, but right away in training camp, he started putting his hands under center, and when they needed him to, he was just fine.
Okay.
Kyler Murray is a special athlete. His father was a college quarterback, and he came up with that sort of great athletic arrogance of, I'm just better than you are, in a good way, in a good way. Just watch his body language on the field. It just looks like he's going to make the next play. He is a clutch, big-time playmaker. And I brought this up before. I'm going to say it one more time. today's The Athletic. It's called Ted's Film Room. Check it out, by Ted Wynn. I respect it. Mm-hmm. And he broke down Dwayne Haskins' tape. You went through all the tape. Mm-hmm. And he says, I can't give Dwayne Haskins any more than a second-round grade. I said, I like Dwayne Haskins, but I love Kyler.
Right.
And one of his big points was that Dwayne Haskins has good arm talent, but it's not amazing or on par with Kyler Murray's. We're talking about a whip here. Deep balls, mid-range.
Here's your question. Would you say Tom Brady and Joe Montana had good or great arm talent?
Above average.
Okay, you say, yep. So you think Haskins okay. has average?
Okay.
Slightly above?
Okay, Tom Brady is 6 feet, 4 inches right. tall, and he's every bit of 6'4".
Well, people he's 6'3 and 3'8". Yep.
Okay, all right.
So he's just a tick below 6'2", 231. Right. He got nice size. He's prototypical. Skip, there's no question in my mind. If Kyler Murray had these measurables, he's first pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
No question. Slam dunk. I don't even know why we have it. I'm not throwing. I'm not running. I'm not doing anything.
And if I got the first pick in the draft, I'm taking him first overall. And Arizona will rue the day
if
they don't take him number one.
You still have Tim Tebow, so you couldn't take him. Mm-hmm. You'd have Tim Tebow because you, like you said, you run the draft, you took Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow would still be your quarterback.
I did not say that. I said I would take him 25th in overall.
Okay, he's your quarterback.
And guess what? The guy who now coaches Tom Brady, that guy, what's that guy's name? Josh McDaniels? Is he still there? He's still there, right?
How did Josh McDaniels do in St. Louis?
Did he not take Tim Tebow 25th overall? That was Josh McDaniels' pick. So he coaches the GOAT, but he took Tim Tebow.
There are a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that coach the GOAT that were great when they coached the GOAT. Mm. How did it look when they not what got the GOAT?
You know what? You shouldn't even put Tim Tebow in the same sentence with Kyler Murray. You shouldn't do it.
They won the Heisman. Yeah. One guy won a national championship.
Before Tebow's draft, I said, I would take him 25th. He'll never make a Pro Bowl. Okay. This kid can make Pro Bowls. Yeah. And I said, you can win games in the NFL if you let Tebow run his college offense. You don't have to. But if you let this college offense run by Cliff Kingsbury, this is different than ride and decide read options. Kyler doesn't have to run read options.
Well, you don't think Josh Rosen can be good in this offense?
It's hard to know at this point.
Cliff Kingsbury?
Yeah.
It's hard to know.
I don't know.
At least we know Kyler's height now, and a lot of that can be silenced. Because the speculation from all of us was getting a little out of hand. Now we know.
No mercy.
Johnny Manziel was released by his Canadian football team yesterday, and the league said no team will be allowed to sign him. The CFL commissioner said Manziel violated one of the conditions of his contract, but that was not made public. Johnny played in 8 games for Montreal last season, and yesterday he tweeted, quote, I look forward to exploring new options within the United States. So, Skip.
Yeah.
When you hear this.
Yes.
What is going on here?
There were reports yesterday that Johnny didn't intentionally violate the conditions of his CFL contract, and I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. I think he willingly and willfully violated those conditions to become a potential gate attraction for the Alliance or for the new XFL the next year, because I think he wanted to get back on U.S. soil and get back with people that he played with in college, many of whom, like his ex-Aggie teammates from Texas A&M, they're playing in the Alliance right now. So he said, hey, this is great, but he's under contract. So how do you get out of contract? Well, USA Today asked Johnny about the conditions a little while back. And he told USA Today the conditions included weekly therapy appointments, mandatory doctor visits, and monthly lithium tests, because Johnny says that he has to take lithium to treat his bipolar disorder. Okay. So is it easy just to stop going to your doctor appointments or your therapy appointments or taking lithium, right? Right?
Yeah.
Why not just say, okay, I won't do that?
Right.
And all of a sudden, the CFL is going to say, you are out of our league. You can't go to any other team in our league.
Right.
And remember.
So that's what's scary, though, Skip. Okay. They're not saying, well, okay, you're not good with this team, because it wasn't a team issue. Mm-hmm. It was a league issue. And they say, you can't even play for another team.
Okay. All right. So.
Well, Skip, I hope you're right.
Okay. Remember, Montreal, where he went, he started Hamilton. Then he went to Montreal, and they traded 2 players and 2 first-round picks to get Manziel's rights. So he goes and plays, what was it, eight games in Montreal, threw for 1,300 yards, 5 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. I watched only the first game, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, it's not like he lightened up.
We talked about that.
Skip, I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I hope this is something that he broke the contract because he wants to get back in America, and he wants, and as you said, to get an opportunity to play in the AAF or the XFL that I think starts up next year. I hope that's the case. I hope it's not because the demons have come back.
It could be. I don't know.
But I hope, Skip, because if that's the case, Skip, this is not about football.
Nope.
And if the demons have come back, it doesn't matter if you're in Canada, you're in America, you're in Greece. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You're going to have to fight these because people sometimes, I think we lose sight. Football is what you do. It's not who you are. And football is a part of your life. Mm-hmm. It's not your life. Because I believe, on average, more people will live longer than they play football.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, and it's, I just hope you're right, Skip. I want to give this young man the benefit of the doubt because it's just such a harsh stance for someone that missed, maybe he missed one meeting. Did he miss one? Was it multiples? Was he not showing up? I mean, what is it? Because it left it so vague.
It did.
And I don't want.
Shocking.
I don't want to put a jacket on a guy that doesn't fit. I don't want to say it's this when we don't know. But I just hope you're right that it was something that you're like, you know what? I don't like it here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going as well as I thought it would go here. Let me get back someplace I'm comfortable with in America.
Okay.
Playing for having more American teammates. And maybe that league has more NFL. There are NFL coaches, who's the guy that used to be the general manager of Buffalo and what's his name? In Indy, the old general.
Bill Polian.
Bill Polian has a lot to do with this league.
Yeah, he does.
And so let me.
You got some brains.
Right,
on
right.
Him,
so
some
let me.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Right. Yes.
Executive.
So let me get back in the America. Get back in front of some people that I feel know a little bit more about football.
Yep.
I hope that's the case. But for a league to take this kind of action, Skip, that seems a little excessive.
It's pretty drastic.
For a guy that maybe missed a counseling session or a drug test, that just seems excessive.
I'm just going to guess that he just quit going to all of the above, quit doing anything that he was required
to do. Go back.
Well, okay.
Well, they didn't know if you don't go back, I mean, obviously you're not going to do that. Why not just go and try to get in one of these leagues to begin with?
Well, I'm thinking when Johnny finally heard the news yesterday, it was like, finally, what took him so long to ban me from the CFL because he wanted to be free at the start of the AAF season?
For him, I don't know if he fully embraced going there. Because you win the Heisman Trophy and the world is your oyster in college. Yep. Because think about it, Skip, he's hanging out with Drake in college.
Yep.
He's front center he's got courtside seats in college. And now
was hanging out with LeBron James.
Yes.
He was.
So now, I mean, so now you go to the NFL, you're the first pick, you're starting quarterback in the NFL, and you wake up one morning, I'm in Canada?
That's what happened. And it felt like the last hurrah, last stop, last line.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
It's like one of these reality shows, The Last Frontier.
You're right.
You go to Antarctica.
Canada's great. Yeah. Not that bad.
Oh, I believe, I believe Canada's great. But if you're an American-born player and you've had success, it's kind of like the same thing with Kyler.
Yeah.
How's he going to win the Heisman, receive all this praise and adulation, Skip, and then go take a bus 5 hours when I could be quarterback in New York or Arizona, this place?
Sure.
That is correct.
Johnny's the same way. Do you know the house that Johnny built at Texas A&M?
He built it. He did.
105.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere, two leagues spring up, the AAF and the new XFL.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, I'm sure Johnny Manziel's sitting back thinking, I used to be Johnny Manziel, and I'm still kind of an it kid in my own way if I go out in Hollywood or West Hollywood. So, gate attractions, top of the list for these two leagues. Colin Kaepernick, Tim Tebow, it could be A or 1A, however you want to do it, just as a pure draw, right?
Right.
A TV draw, a gate attraction, a marquee name. Who do you want? Tim Tebow, Colin Kaepernick, Tim Tebow. Who's third on that list? Johnny Manziel.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has some drawing power in the United States for these leagues.
And guess what else he's thinking, Skip? He's looking at them quarterbacks in the AAF.
Yeah.
I'm better than them.
Well, I didn't know.
Christian Hackenberg was a quarterback.
That's true. And he stunk it up the other night.
He got blitzed. Yep. Now, how bad must you be to get benched in that league, Skip?
He did come back and play okay in the second half, but he did get benched.
But Johnny Manziel's like, I'm better than him. I was better than him in college.
Yep.
I'm better than him as a pro. He played. I can definitely play in that league.
I know. You know what amazes me about today's competition of the NFL? Once upon a time, and you came up through these eras, there used to be an American Football League, the AFL, and it started to rival the old NFL until they finally said, let's join forces,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then sprang up the USFL, and it had big dollars. It had Donald Trump owning the New Jersey Generals. Mm-hmm. And they signed Herschel Walker away from the NFL.
Doug Flutie, Reggie White.
Reggie White. They got,
Jim
they
Kelly.
Got, they got
a lot
names.
Of guys, yes.
They got names,
but
because they had bucks.
And that was the problem. Instead of just like going slowly, giving teams, giving players another option, they tried to compete salary-wise.
Whew.
And
that's hard to do.
And now the NFL is the invincible giant.
They stomp you out.
The only way you can compete is you got to go minor league,
right?
You got to kind of change your rules.
And, maybe that's what they should do, Skip. Mm-hmm. Maybe it should be like the old world league.
Yep.
Be a farm system.
That's,
so you can send some players.
That
okay,
was
you,
more Europe.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're NFL, because it started as a world league because most of the teams were right here. You know, my old position coach, Chan Gailey, was the coach of Birmingham.
Yep.
And then they started going to Scotland and they had the Ryan fight. They had, you know,
they
teams
did.
Overseas. Yep. So maybe that's what it should be, you know, a minor league system like baseball, the G League now in basketball. Maybe that's what the NFL, because I don't know if you can ever compete.
Yeah.
Because you just don't have the names.
No. Nope.
You don't have, come on, Skip. I don't even really know the names of the team, but Cowboys, Packers, Bears, Giants.
If Johnny now signs with an AAF team, will you turn it on?
Yep.
Some Saturday? Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
You'd at least check it out.
Yep.
No, I'm busy.
What
are you doing?
You're touring with your goat mask on, right?
Hey, you know, me and the pups, we might be laying around, you know, watching something on Netflix.
Planning parades?
Yeah.
Or
old goat. No mercy.
LeBron's first season in L.A. has not gone according to plan. They're under 500 out of the playoffs, and weren't able to bring Anthony Davis to the Lakers at the trade deadline. In yesterday's San Francisco Chronicle, Bruce Jenkins wrote that it makes no sense for star players to join LeBron in L.A. at this stage of his career. So, Shannon, do you think star players still want to play with the King?
Yep. Hmm. I know one.
You.
Nope. AD.
He wishes.
Name a player that's 25 years or younger that's better than Anthony Davis, and you can go. Mm. You can take Jokic. I'll give you Jokic. I'll give you Embiid. I'll give you Giannis. I'll give you whomever you want. Mm. Anthony Davis.
I'll think about Embiid.
Well, okay. Well, you think about it all you want to. Because I'm going to take 29, 13, 4, 2, and 2 any day.
Mm.
That's what I know. He wanted to play with LeBron. And the thing is, Skip Bayless, here's the thing. Superstars know. Because what's happening right now is that these young guys are not superstars. Mm-hmm. So they're commodities that you're willing to trade to get a bigger asset. Because if you want big fish, catch what you got to use. You got to use big bait.
Mm.
You don't catch Moby Dick with a minnow. You use a big marlin. That's what you use, Skip Bayless. Anthony Davis, no, he's not going to be a part of any trade. Neither would Kawhi, neither would KD, or any of these top superstars. Skip, you understand that. They make it seem like LeBron James is terrible. Old Father Time is caught up with him. He's 27, 8, and 9. That make it seem like he's 15, 5, and 6.
Well, you do.
No,
you tell
I
me how tired he gets. He has to rest on defense.
And he's tired and still give you 24, 12, and 10.
Mm.
But I sure wish he stopped resting. Mm. That way he give me 30, 13, and 15.
Oh.
Y'all need to stop with this foolishness, Skip, because you started this parade. Yeah, no. You started it.
He's to blame?
Yeah, you started it.
I don't know.
So I deserve what? 50% of the blame for the Lakers right now?
No, not the blame. Yeah. You deserve a lot of the blame for this foolishness that's being perpetuated about LeBron James. His demise is greatly exaggerated. He's going to be here for the very foreseeable future. And we're going to get us a big, because guess what? We're going to talk about that a little later. I feel very comfortable in saying, you know, last week, I think, 2 weeks ago, I said there's an 80% chance Kyrie's going to leave. I'm up to 90. And Anthony Davis ain't
okay, I'm up to 90 on Kyrie, too, but I'm not up to 90 that he's coming to L.A.
No. Okay. Without Kyrie, why would Anthony Davis want to go to Boston?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That way we're going to get him anyway.
Well, I still believe that.
It took us a while. I mean, we didn't go. I mean, look, we had a layover. We didn't get to fly nonstop because our objective was to go nonstop from New Orleans to here.
Quick layover?
Yeah. So, you know, we didn't have our funds right, Skip, so we had to take a later flight. But anyway, we're going to get to our destination.
It's a long way to go.
All that being said,
sure,
I understand everybody can't handle that pressure. And superstars, probably not going to get KD or Kawhi, but we're going to get somebody. Because if you want to win, do you want to win and can you handle the pressure? Because everybody can't play under pressure. I love pressure. I thrived on it. You know why, Skip Bayless? Because I knew what I was doing. See, you never feel pressure if you know what the heck you're doing. If you don't, and if you never felt it before, you're going to feel it. LeBron James know what he's doing, and he can tell you.
Really?
Yep. Sure does.
I haven't noticed that.
You have.
At the late game free throw line under supreme pressure, that guy melts.
What about the last 8 years? You noticed anything?
I'm missing a whole bunch of late game free throws.
Over the last 8 years?
Yep, I have. I can give you the stats on that, but that's not the topic right now. This is the topic. So what do we know for sure about this? Because you say I'm spreading lies, and I'm just going
to falsehoods. I don't like to say lies. Lies is so hard. My grandma said, boy, don't tell people they'll lie.
So
falsehoods.
Instead, I'm just going to spit a little truth at you right now, because we know for a fact Paul George had a shot at coming to Los Angeles, and he's from the neighborhood. He's from Palmdale, a little north of here. But what did he do? He wouldn't even take a meeting with the Lakers, and he knew that it was going to be LeBron's team, and he chose to stay with Russ's team.
He don't want that pressure.
Okay? All right, that's fine. But he knows, because he's been around, what he would have to endure as LeBron's sidekick. And we also know that Kyrie left Cleveland to go to Boston because he just couldn't take any more LeBron. Now, he's tried to backtrack on that. I got to mend the fence. And again, I think he's just trying to send a message to the younger Celtics. Okay, I didn't grow up enough under LeBron. Now you need to grow up under me. But that's a whole other issue that we're going to talk about in the next topic.
So in other words, Kyrie said, the devil I know is better than the one I don't.
But it's still the devil.
But it was his devil.
Kyrie left. And we only know this from speculation throughout the internet, media reports. Jimmy Butler and that guy up in Toronto, that number two guy.
Why?
You know, number two. I'm not going to say it in this case. Those two reportedly are leaning toward not wanting to play in L.A. with LeBron. Maybe Clippers, but not Lakers, okay? So we know that, and that's interesting to me. I thought before the season started that Kevin Durant would at least consider joining forces with LeBron because Kevin would see it as an opportunity to say, I helped LeBron win a fourth ring.
No, because he'd be basically in the same situation that he's in Golden State.
Yeah.
He's not going to get the credit that he deserves, Skip, unless he can go to a team that hasn't won a championship in a substantial. That's why the people won't say
But remember, if this LeBron team misses the playoffs, then the opportunity rises for Kevin to say, well, I'll go save that team, and I will get a bulk of the credit
for it. That's the Lakers. Okay. Imagine him going and taking another superstar, say Kyrie, and he goes to the Knicks, and he wins a title. Now, you're talking about, here's a guy, because we all believe that they're going to win the title this year. So that'll be his third title.
Okay.
He goes and win a fourth title with the Knicks, Skip. That's on the level with Cleveland.
No, it would be huge, because it hasn't been since 1973 that they've won, and that's the mecca of
basketball.
He's
already the best player in Knicks history.
Which brings me back to a recent quote from one Kevin Durant, which to me effectively slammed the door on Kevin coming back to LeBron in L.A. And the quote is, if I could read just parts of it, Kevin Durant said, LeBron has so many fanboys in the media. Even the beat writers just fawn over him. So I get why anyone wouldn't want to be in that environment because it's toxic, said Kevin Durant, who did go on to say, He doesn't blame LeBron for this. He said it's not LeBron's fault. It's the media's fault. Okay, I do think it can get toxic because I concluded yesterday to you, in all my years of following so many superstars in so many sports, I've never seen a bigger post-game finger-pointing blame deflector than LeBron James can be on multiple occasions. It's almost a common occurrence that his quotes are, don't look at me. It's their fault.
Yeah.
Everything, it smacks of that. That's scary for any co-star, for any sidekick, because clearly, if Anthony Davis does come here, he's going to have to accept that when things go bad, when they go wrong, the fingers are probably going to be pointed not just by LeBron, but by the fanboy media, if you will, at Anthony. He's going to get too much of the blame because you don't want to blame the guy, a lot of people think, including you, is the GOAT. So that discredits that narrative, you know, that undercuts the narrative that he's the GOAT, not Michael Jordan. Well, so you can't blame him. You got to blame Anthony Davis.
Well, KD should be used to that, because when they didn't close out Golden State, he took the blame. Mm-hmm. Because he played bad in game six.
You mean at Oklahoma City?
At Oklahoma City. Yeah, yeah. So he should be used to being taking the lion's share of the blame mm-hmm. when things don't go well. Mm-hmm.
He did. He got it in Oklahoma City.
Yeah!
Because that management always sided with Russ. They thought Russ was the alpha, not Kevin. And they probably lived to regret that, because Kevin showed you he was an alpha.
What they lived to regret is not bumping up $5 more million mm-hmm. and getting James Harden.
Yep.
That's what they regret.
So it comes down to this. I'm ready to conclude. It's Anthony Davis or bust for LeBron James. Anthony was made to play with LeBron. Anthony is not an alpha. He's not a team maker, a difference maker, where he can take over the Pelicans and lift them to the conference finals, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
We haven't seen that from him. There's something missing in his makeup. He's more of a complementary star. So he loves LeBron. He idolizes LeBron. They're friends. He's almost like a son to LeBron, so it's a different vibe. There's no competition. Like with Paul George and LeBron, Paul George always wanted to be LeBron. Anthony doesn't right. want to be LeBron. He just wants to play with his idol.
Ain't got, no pressure.
Okay.
Ain't nobody thinking the Thunder going to win no championship.
That the who?
Thunder.
Yeah?
That's why Paul George went there.
Oh, for Paul George.
Yeah, that was no pressure. Playing with no pressure whatsoever.
I think there is right now, because I think people give him a shot.
A shot to do what? Yeah. It ain't flu season. Flu season done passed. They mm-hmm. guess you're supposed to get that shot in September, October.
A shot to go win this.
They ain't got to. You stop it, Skip. You see that? That's the falsehoods I'm talking about. Mm.
And falsehood?
Falsehood.
Did you watch the Denver game last
yeah.
night? They were right there.
And I watched them the other night, too, get yep. the brakes beat off them.
Okay. Now I'm watching them be the second best team in the West. That's what I'm
the
watching.
The Nuggets are the best team, yeah. second best team in the West.
Well, I don't know about that.
Skip the Rockets.
Who do you trust in the postseason, Oklahoma City or Denver?
So now you trust Paul George.
Well, I like the way he's played. I don't like the way he's played the last two games.
Why not?
I've been pushing him for MVP.
Yeah, so yep. have I.
I can't the last two games.
But,
I cannot.
But that's what happens, Skip.
He shot the ball very poorly last night, and they still almost won the game, and your man Jokic took over the game.
Yoke.
So he's trying to make his MVP
Yeah, the
case.
Joker.
Okay.
Cooking folk.
He doesn't want to play with LeBron, I can tell you that.
Well, Skip, the man 24, they just gave him a big time. You know what? I see what you do.
Nobody wants to except Anthony. I give you that.
Skip, everybody's
under
contract.
So are you sure you can navigate Anthony to L.A.?
Skip, everybody's under contract.
Yeah.
You make it seem
like. Well, Anthony's under contract for a whole nother year.
But he wanted to come. He wanted to break your contract.
Yeah.
Say he doesn't want to be in New Orleans anymore. Is that okay with you?
It's okay with me, but he's a Clutch Sports client. It's made. It's like it's all the skids are greased for him to just slide all the way to L.A.
You want
to
win?
Now you got to figure it out.
You want if you want to win?
Yes.
Or we'll come on to L.A.
Okay.
Not how it looks right now.
That's not
Shannon.
How it looks.
Sorry to remind you.
We're going to do some things, Skip.
Yep.
The dish is not good right now. We need to add a few more ingredients.
Mm.
You know how you cook a dish. You ever cooked before? You just...
I haven't cooked before.
Stop.
Okay, I haven't cooked, but we are not talking about cooking.
But I'm saying, right now the dish that we're trying to serve up is not very good.
Mm.
We need to take a few ingredients out. We need to add some ingredients.
Mm.
And then...
Mm.
Delicioso.
Really?
Yep.
Mm. Boy, it's just stinking right now.
That ain't stinking right now. It ain't ready.
22 games to
Well, maybe we got some hog chitlins and collard greens going on. So that'll stink up a kitchen. No
mercy. Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.